Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about getting ready for an opportunity in real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about imminent corrective markets. Every real estate market does shift. It's cyclical. We know that. But we also know over the long term, it's consistently appreciated.
Right.
So we're looking for good things ahead. But there may be some times when the market is speaking differently.
That's not happening at the moment. But you do have an opportunity at this particular point to make very progressive changes in whatever you would like to see in your portfolio. It's a great time to make adjustments. We can get low interest rate loans. The inventory is very scant. It is very, very selectively available. And if you're not approaching Marcia or myself, myself on income properties and Marcia on residential, if you're not doing that, you're losing a laser focus that could be very, very important.
So this is a great time, a time of abundance. Your back is not against the wall where you'd make very different decisions than you are today. So this is a great time to look. If you're looking at residential, for example, it's been interesting. I've had over the last year, I would say 20% of my residential home sales were downsizing. They sold and they're holding and they're renting and they're expecting that shift to be to their advantage when they go purchase and right size the purchase side now. So that'll be an interesting influence in the climate.
So they're posturing for an adjustment in the market. I do the same thing. I'm ready to make a move, but I'm also waiting for the right opportunity in the right property to come along. But I do understand what an opportunity looks like. And your use of the term template, where you literally have taken a piece of paper and you cut it out the image that you're attempting to achieve, you can then hold that up and see how closely the opportunity that's in front of you looks to that template. And as it looks very, very close, at least chase it. You may not be able to make the move quickly enough, but at least you know what you're looking for. Now you got the laser focus.
That's right. And you know that it's realistic expectation of this market if you can meet your template. If you can't, time to adjust the template. But if you can, you may also look at the possibility. Maybe you want to find a creative way to grab onto that property before you let go. You don't want to be there when the music stops with two mortgages, but you really have a supply side problem, which means that will not be alleviated completely. You may have an opportunity with some creative management of the transactions to get something that you really want, know that it's what you want, and hold on to it while you let go of what you don't want any longer to your advantage still financially.
You've just described a 1031 tax-deferred exchange.
I should try that. Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.